This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run, 7:36 right now. I'm Melissa Idris with Brian Fernandez. We're going to take a look at global markets, and we have on the line with us Michael Lai, Vice President of Wealth Management Research at OCBC Bank.
Good morning, Michael. You gave us your perspectives on Market Watch last October, and at that time you were quite cautious against the market. Could we have a recap of your view at the time?
Good morning, Brian. It's good to be back on the show. Yeah, back in October, we were quite sanguine about the market, even though equities were doing very well. We had the main concern we had was the market valuation at the time. While fundamentals were quite solid, we thought that the market was trading at a valuation level that was in danger of a bit more risk because, as we know, at the time, the developed markets, especially the U.S., were looking to normalize interest rates. And given that, we thought that there were going to be a lot more volatility, especially with the U.S. Trump's tax plan coming in. At the time, the labor market was already at record low in terms of labor unemployment. So having a tax plan that was going to boost the economy at a time when the resources were already stretched, we thought that inflation was expected to come in maybe possibly a lot more higher than market expected. And I think for once, we've proven the right. I think market seems to have taken a correction. Based on the yields or 10-year yields, I think going at 2.9% now, I think that slowly there's a bit of adjustment by the market to factor in a bit more quicker inflation and higher rates going forward in 2018.
Now, what's your view then? Is this a healthy short-term correction or is it a start of a longer sell-down?
I think investors need to sort of factor into their outlook that the market is going to trade a bit more volatile. We do have a very constructive macroeconomic backdrop where while the economic growth cycle in the U.S. is maturing, we still see earnings growth coming in. A lot of the macro numbers seem still to be holding up. So I think the backdrop is still constructive, but given that inflation has been coming in slightly higher than most people expected, I think going forward we need to keep an eye on what the Fed minutes are saying, and to factor in a bit more volatility into the equities market trading. Well, I think the current correction has made evaluations a little bit more reasonable. But we are still trading at a premium. Given the correction, we have actually moved our views on equities from underweight to overweight. So we are actually a bit more constructive, and we think that investors can look to take advantage of the market correction at this point.
Now, you've moved you said underweight to overweight, but let me ask you specifically about Bursa Malaysia. Now, Bursa Malaysia did not correct as much as some of the other markets. Why was that?
Well, if you do look at the performance of Bursa in 2017, I think Bursa's performance came in at about 9.5%, still, low single digit. It's still good, but if you put it in the context of world equity markets, I think most equity markets in the world was trading at close to 20% and upwards. So I think Bursa's performance sort of ensured that when there is the correction, it's not as severe because of the fact that it didn't go up as much as the rest of the equity market. So I think one of the reasons why they didn't move up as much last year, and therefore the correction on the Bursa is less severe in January this year.
So are you overweight on Bursa as well?
We are neutral on Asia ex Japan at this point in time. We do think that the growth momentum in Asia is still very solid. even though the developed markets are looking to have a normalizing of interest rates, some of the Asian countries are still have quite loose monetary policy. And on the back of China's growth, I think the Asian region still has a very good story for it. And therefore, we are neutral in Asia. Yes.
And which sectors would you are you placing your bets on?
We like the sectors that are going to benefit from interest rate sensitive sectors like banking industries. We also like some of the consumer durables because we feel that consumption is been quite solid in Asia, and the fact that economic growth is still in, we feel that consumer confidence is holding up quite well. Of course, on the other hand, we still feel that valuations still play a very key part, and therefore we still like sectors that continue to trade at quite reasonable PE, for example, your healthcare sector as well as your telco sector. So these two sectors have sort of underperformed, and valuations still seems very reasonable. So we do take a two-pronged approach. We like the ones that are going to be benefiting from interest rates, higher interest rates, and we like the sectors that are also trading at more reasonable valuation.
And how about any particular stocks on Bursa Malaysia? Which do you like?
We think some of the companies that are involved in the major infrastructure projects has got very solid fundamentals. We know that there's a few companies on Bursa that has got very good track record for infrastructure and constructions. So these companies continue to be on our radar, and of course, like I said, consumption stocks are of course also quite good. And given that Bursa's performance last year wasn't great, I think maybe there's a good potential for it to be a bit of a leg up play, whereas investors are looking at markets that has maybe not done as well last year and looking to see if it could be a leg up play. And Malaysia and the Bursa seems to fit into that category.
And Michael, which stocks or sectors are you underweight on in Bursa?
We think the ones that are a bit more sensitive to higher interest rate, as we know, Bank Negara has increased interest rate in the beginning of the year, and of course, some of these are maybe the property counters that they could be seeing a lot more higher cost of financing. These sectors may not see as great a money flowing into these sectors. So that's where we think that maybe investors should maybe be a bit more selective in this sector.
Thank you for your insights, Michael. That was Michael Lai, Vice President of Wealth Management Research at OCBC Bank.
All right, and after this, we're going to be taking a look at news that Bank Negara says houses in Malaysia are seriously unaffordable. Why did they say that? We'll delve deeper after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.